The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
These days are all
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew for Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. And March 4th, 2025, episode 1606. Daylight saving time coming up in 5 days. We'll have a time change song here in just a little bit. And City Teacher Work Day is March 13th, and County Parent Teacher Conferences are March 17th. There'll be no school that day. And Spring Break is March 31st through April 4th. And as I mentioned, it's Taco Thursday.
Coffee.
Tuesday.
You don't need coffee.
I need coffee.
Okay. And I want to tell a good morning to our friends in Smyrna. Hi, Smyrna.
Hello, Smyrna.
The beautiful town of Smyrna. Don't call it a city.
Danny Brewer is driving on his way to work right now as we speak.
Not listening to us, I'm sure.
Oh, of course not. No.
Why would he?
He doesn't get to work this early.
Oh, yeah. That's what he gets, about 9.
Oh, if that.
No, but Danny's up at like crack of dawn.
Oh, he's working out right now.
Yeah, he's probably working out still.
Yeah.
He's been up for 2 hours already.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
He's probably listening to his workout playlist then.
Yeah, he's for sure not listening to us.
I know we're into Taco Tuesday, and I've got a little something pertaining to AI.
Mm. You Is know it Wendy's?
Me. You know me, Mr. Just go ahead.
No. I just was wondering.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. Tell the story. Go ahead. It's all yours. 7 o'clock hour is not enough for you. You want to take the 6 o'clock hour. Just go right ahead. Here you go.
No.
Wendy's. Yeah. Talk about AI and Wendy's. Go ahead. I'm going to look at my phone. Go ahead.
They have AI taking your order at the drive-thru now.
Nice.
Solely. Only. Yeah.
Have you been through this process?
I have. Yeah. I think I brought it up a little bit ago. I mean, it's...
Oh, so now he's already brought it up.
Tell us more.
I must have seen the same thing that you did.
Tell us more.
In our research. But
tell us more.
Some people are not happy about it.
Yeah, they're not happy about it.
Well, of course they're not.
Well, they get their order wrong. But so do people that take your order a lot of times. What else was there? Oh, McDonald's has tried it. But they pulled theirs.
Did they?
Yeah, it didn't work very well for them. Mm-hmm. So they pulled out of that.
Well, I mean, and of course the sad part of it is that's a job that somebody could have.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the real threat is.
Isn't that the real threat though to AI totally anyway?
Yeah, that's part of it. To me, it seemed as efficient because that person had to hear it. I mean, when I went through the drive-thru, the person still had on a headset. So
where was this, Wendy's?
Yeah. No, this was at the new Wendy's up on Memorial, close to the
Did Thompson they get your
Lane.
Order right?
The two times that I've been through, it has.
But you don't see a person there when you pull up? Or
yeah, when you pull up to the window, there's a person there, and they have the headset on with the microphone, so I'm assuming maybe they're listening to it. Or
yeah, but in the mic, but in when you go up to the little place where the speaker is and stuff, that's AI.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's fully taken away a job or not, or just makes it a little more efficient.
I think they're doing it at some Taco Bells, too.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I'm sure what it does is it transcribes what you say so that it can put those in. I'm sure it's set up to where it puts in the order for you.
Probably. Now, there is another restaurant that I've been through the drive-through, and you can tell that the beginning of it is automated. Maybe Hardee's or something.
That's a lot of places. Yeah. McDonald's is like that.
I went somewhere the other day.
Yeah, Whataburger's like that. I think a lot of them have done that.
Whataburger is like that.
Taco Bell does it as well.
I mean, it's just like the opening, whatever they're going to talk about.
Right.
But now...
A lot of that, will you be using the mobile app today? A lot of that stuff is an automated voice.
Yeah, I've heard that at the McDonald's here too. But you go to Arby's, and they're going to try to push a cherry turnover on you.
Yeah, Arby's is another one that uses that.
They do have good cherry turnovers.
Yeah, but
their potato cakes are coming back.
Yeah.
Are they?
Uh-huh. Jeez. Take another one, why don't you?
I'm just taking what I had, you know, that you've already taken. Well, that's good news, isn't it? Potato cakes, they're good.
They are good.
Yeah.
But I say that I don't want a cherry turnover, and then I make my order, and then it's always, well, could we add a cherry turnover there for you? And I said, no, thank you. So they're really pushing those cherry turnovers.
That was fun. Okay, we'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. A few late afternoon or early evening showers possible in the area as highs approach 70 degrees. South-southeast winds become strong, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. And then tonight, windy with showers and storms likely before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Those were those hairy days. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyle and salon. Come on down.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 51 points at Oklahoma City. The Thunder won again, beat Houston 137-128. OKC with a record of 50-11. Detroit has won 10 of its last 11 games after an easy win at Utah. Sacramento dominated Dallas as Kyrie Irving and the Mavs left early with what's called a sprained knee. Atlanta won at Memphis on a fast break layup at the buzzer, 132-130. Victories for Portland, Miami, and Golden State, which won at Charlotte 119-101. The Hornets have lost seven in a row. In men's college basketball, it's the final week of the regular season. Number 2 Duke pounded Wake Forest 93-60. Duke is 18-1 in the ACC. Kansas in its conference just 10-9. Jayhawks lost at number 3 ranked Houston 65-59. UCLA a winner at Northwestern, final of 73-69.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on The Wake Up Crew. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy uses and save money? You can by downloading the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption. You can pay your bill and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now for iOS and Android. John, Brian, Dalton with you on this Tuesday, Taco Tuesday day. And...
Is there something I was supposed to? Okay.
No.
We're talking about time change. That's going to happen this Sunday morning. And we were talking about that. It's funny how we don't really have to do anything much anymore except change maybe a clock or two.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to fix the one in the car.
Yeah.
The stove. Although I just microwave. Forget about that one. I just never said it at all.
I have a clock in my bathroom, so I have to change it.
So I bought this microwave that I hung up and whatever, and we get it up, and it looks great. It matches perfect. It's a different brand than the stove, but it matches. And then I realized that the clocks are different colors. One of them is green, and one of them is white, and it eats at me.
It drives you crazy.
It drives me crazy.
Is that not something? Wow. Yeah. What? One's green?
One of the, like, the clock on the stove is green, and the one on the microwave is white.
You can't turn the stove off, just turn it off?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Just black it out.
Yeah. That's what you would do. You'd put duct tape over it, I'm sure.
I don't worry with stuff matching. You know me.
Oh, just put a sock over it, a black sock, and just wrap it around. That'll work.
Take a piece of floorboard and put it on the bottom of it.
But when it comes to radio equipment, though, he's totally opposite. Everything is labeled. Everything's in perfect
order.
Oh,
yeah, it's labeled, but it doesn't all match. I mean, look behind you.
All that stuff can't match. That's very neat.
What I dread is about when I do a game by myself and I come back and I put the equipment back in and he looks at it like, you idiot.
Yeah, he does do that, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's kind of the worst, isn't he?
I can't find anything really good right now. Our song of the day, the time change songs. Here we go.
If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Who's the actor that played him?
Chalamet.
Chalamet. He got up and said, I want to be the best actor that's ever lived. I mean, he kind of said that, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't anything wrong with it. The only problem with he sings better than Bob in the movie.
Oh, does he?
He tries to sing like Bob Dylan, but he sings better.
I've heard it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. All right. It's time to tell you that our good neighbor of the day is Jody Houston, for being a really great friend who will lift you up if you're feeling down. That'll be a song.
Yeah.
Lift you up when you're feeling down. Jody's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
All right, that's today's Good Neighbor, and we do it each weekday morning, so help us out. Send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. Also, same number for birthdays and anniversaries. Get those in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
24 after the hour, and we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
It's a Slick Pig Barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender, don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A bill requiring all Tennessee schools to adopt policies banning cell phone use in classrooms is one step closer to becoming law. As WKRN reports, lawmakers in the Tennessee House overwhelmingly passed HB 932. It requires school districts in Tennessee to adopt a policy governing the use of cell phones, tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. The bill also outlines a pathway for parents and guardians to contact students in the event of an emergency. If passed in the Senate and sent to the governor for his signature, the law could take effect on July 1st and begin for the 2025-26 school year. Even though some rain is on the way, brush fires continue to keep emergency responders busy around the state. Adding to the frustration, officials in Chester County believe someone may be intentionally setting some of the fires. The fires have consumed dozens of acres and have kept multiple volunteer fire departments busy. Firefighters with the Forestry Division had to bulldoze their way through acres in order to stop the spread of those fires. Authorities say investigations are underway and they believe they have a potential suspect in mind.
Chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A. absent.
Julio M. absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like food, transportation, and healthcare.
Olivia H. absent.
Preston L. absent.
But site coordinators from communities and schools connect kids to the resources they need so they show up prepared and ready to learn.
Jacob O.
present.
Visit communitiesandschools.org. Being present matters.
Stay weather aware today and tonight. While storms are on the way for most of the state, the wind is likely to be the big story. The National Weather Service says gusts could easily top 45 miles an hour for some areas. That could bring down tree limbs onto roads and power lines. Forecasters say the greatest severe weather threat is for southwest Tennessee, from the Memphis area up south. Stay with this station for forecast updates. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's March 4th, and welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. And our time is 27 minutes after the hour. We've got Good Neighbor events. We've got Rewind coming up. Weather, traffic, all that coming up this hour. Stay tuned. And we're going to do a little entertainment news this morning for the gang here, if you haven't been keeping you up to date. Shrek 5 is on the way.
Saw that.
I think it's going to open in 2026. And it's starring Mike Myers.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Cameron Diaz.
Yes. And?
And? Well, does this run in the family?
I wasn't going to say it from you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
I insist. You're not near a jerk because you're a dad.
Zendaya.
Zendaya is going to be what? A daughter?
One of Shrek's kids.
Yeah. So that should be good.
But it's weird because they only... There were three kids in the last movie.
Yeah. They got two now?
Well, there's only one in the little promo they did.
I saw the Shrek, other two. I saw Shrek 1, I saw Shrek 2, and I think I saw 3.
Yeah.
What happened to 4? When did it come on? I missed it somewhere.
Yeah, Shrek 4, I think, is the one where the kids are, like, in the movie.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So, it's been a while since I've seen one, so that'll be something to...
It's Shrek Forever After is the fourth one.
Okay.
But yeah,
that sounded like the last one.
I think it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
and then they're bringing it back.
Is Antonio Banderas?
I don't know, because they just did that Puss in Boots movie like last year.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about him being in it. So
yeah,
so maybe he's.
But the Puss in Boots movie was really good. I don't know.
Justin Timberlake's had to cancel a concert, his last one on his tour.
Was he drunk driving again?
No.
Oh, okay.
He had the flu.
Ah.
But he is going to do some little mini concerts, I think, coming up this year in 2025. Justin, you know what surprised me when they gave his age? He's 44.
Well, okay. I mean, that makes sense.
I know, but I mean, I don't ever think of Justin Timberlake as being that old.
Being in his 40s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's probably the reason he hasn't had a big hit since 19-whatever.
Blew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Yeah. It's just hard for me to believe.
Going back to the Shrek thing, 2010 was the last time there was a Shrek movie.
Yeah, I figured it was like,
so it's
been
like
a while.
16 years.
Yeah.
There are actually 7 of them, counting this new one. You've got Shrek the Halls, which came out the same year as Shrek the Third.
Those are DVD extras,
shorts. And Scared Shrekless came out with Shrek Forever After.
Yeah.
And they haven't all been hit the big screen either.
No, all of the Shrek movies have, both of those shorts were like DVD extras. And that song, Can't Stop the Feeling, is 10 years old.
I know.
Isn't that wild? Time flies.
It was old when we did it for my retirement thing.
Yeah.
We did that song.
Merry Christmas from John.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay, please.
Shrek
please,
the Halls.
Said, tell him leave the controls alone.
It's frozen up. It's doing its own thing right now.
It's out of control. I don't guess you can play anything about today in history then that's coming up, right?
Turn to turn your security.
I whipped it back into shape.
In 1797, John Adams is inaugurated as the second president of the United States. Thomas Jefferson was the second vice president.
You never want to be the guy to follow the guy.
No, but Thomas Jefferson did. I guess he was the third president, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he followed the guy who followed the guy. That's really where you want to be.
But wait, it was in 1801. Thomas Jefferson is the first U.S. president to be inaugurated in Washington, D.C.
Ah.
First guy. 1861. Where did Washington get inaugurated? Like his backyard or something? Or on a boat?
Okay. Maybe in Philadelphia. I don't know.
In 1861, Abraham Lincoln is inaugurated as the 16th U.S. president. I've got more.
March 4th used to be inauguration
day. That's right. 1924, happy birthday to you, published by Clayton Sunny.
Happy birthday to you.
You smell like a lube.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Is anybody out there have a birthday today? In 1968, the third Academy of Country Music Awards. Glenn Campbell and Lynn Anderson win.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
As I get older, time just, I don't have, I was thinking Rhinestone Cowboy was produced like in 1990 or something.
Yeah.
And it was 1970 or something like that.
Well, I met Lynn Anderson.
I thought you were going to say you met Glenn Campbell.
No.
I was fixing to go crazy.
Lynn Anderson was big in the horse show circuit when I was a kid.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that was Rose Garden. I never promised you Rose Garden.
Probably.
In 1976, the second People's Choice Awards, John Wayne and Katharine Hepburn win. In 1993, the first ESPY Awards, Michael Jordan and Monica Seles win. And in 2006, the 20th Soul Train Music Awards. That's Destiny's Child right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Jamie Foxx was a winner, and also John Legend won that year as well. All right, we've got Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. Stay with us, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. March 4th, 1974. The release of the ABBA album, Waterloo. Featuring the hit title song, that single launched the group into international stardom. His date in 1975.
Mother, you should see what I'm getting for his birthday.
The ABC premiere of the horror TV movie.
It's a genuine Zuni fetish doll.
Trilogy of Terror. And March 4th, 1994.
I had no idea those beer cans were going to blow like that.
Actor and comedian John Candy died of a heart attack in Mexico.
It's been a long day.
He was just 43.
I'd switch pillows with you, but I'm allergic to sponge.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. A few late afternoon or early evening showers possible in the area as highs approach 70 degrees. South-southeast winds become strong, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. And then tonight, windy with showers and storms likely before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Good morning. Just a couple of accidents in their clearing stages. Watching it build out here in a couple of spots. 65 southbound down through Millersville through that section of Sumner County. It's loading up pretty good now on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events. We Remember You, a dementia caregiver support group meeting over at the Villages of Murfreesboro on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon. We Remember You. and the Villages of Murfreesboro's location, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. Now listen closely. The 14th annual Special Kids Race is not this Saturday, but a week away, Saturday, March 15th. And that's over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Garrison Drive, just a week away. And the Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Learn about local history. The Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to come on by the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. And this local history event is Saturday morning from 9 until noon. It's free. Again, Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street here in Murfreesboro. Remember, this coming weekend is when we change time. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
My life was going downhill fast. Everybody was on my case. Now, I kept hoping that life would change real soon. I knew drinking too much messed up my life. A friend suggested I check out AA. It worked. I found myself in an AA group. Finally, I've got my act together. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up, check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up, and that'll be about 6:46, and then the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That'll be at 6:57. That is not made up. That's him. That's actually Brian doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I can really.
Among a lot of his many talents.
Right.
They ought to call you Wolfman B or something like that.
He's been doing a lot of animal sound effects today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all he lives with.
It's true.
You realize he doesn't have anybody at home with him.
One of them was a cow. He doesn't have a cow in his home.
Oh, no. I guess you're right. It's Taco Tuesday. It's coming up. Pretty soon, too. Let's not forget that. We're going to talk about the baked potato here in a minute. Baked potato. But we've got to do a dad joke because people look forward to this each and every day.
Well, you know, I've been working on my dad bod, so I did about 500 crunches.
Really?
Yeah, it was Doritos, but still.
I'm going to give that a heads up because I keep looking at him when he said dad bod. That made it funny right there. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew, and we will be talking about potatoes when we come back here at 6:41. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's promised tariffs are now in effect. 25% on goods from Canada and Mexico, 10% on China. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has an example of how it affects Americans.
Prices for U.S. car buyers are expected to rise by about $3,000 on average as those newer cars come onto lots.
Ukrainian officials say the country needs security guarantees from the U.S. a day after the president froze all military aid. University of Sydney's Marco Durante says the impact will be big.
We look at military spending alone. The U.S. has given twice the amount that the Europeans have, in addition to critical intelligence assistance as well.
Better news for the Pope comes from the Vatican. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He is no longer using that mechanical ventilation. He's back to using nasal tubes and high-flow oxygen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County is expecting some stormy weather here over the next couple of days. With an update on that stormy weather over the next Tuesday and Wednesday, here's Brian Barrett.
The Storm Prediction Center has us in a level 1 out of 5. We're entrenched in that level 1 out of 5, which means severe weather is possible, limited in duration and coverage, and or intensity. What is the biggest threat? Damaging winds, some heavy rain, and also the National Weather Service noting that even outside of the thunderstorms, winds are going to be very, very gusty, 40 to 50 miles per hour. So got to keep that in mind. Severe weather hazards, tornado, hail, lightning, wind, flooding. The hazards we kind of expect for this storm coming through, wind and flooding. Now, lightning is a severe weather hazard, but that doesn't mean if you have really, really intense lightning, that's not a criteria for a severe thunderstorm warning. Just know that. But with thunderstorms coming through, when thunder roars, get indoors, make sure that you're inside. It will be coming through later in the evening, so I don't know that that's going to be as particular of a problem. The winds here in Rutherford County could be up to 35 to 40 miles an hour. There is a chance here of 50 mile per hour or greater winds. We're going to get some rain. Half an inch to an inch. This says the next 7 days here on this particular map, but most of this rain expected Tuesday night.
That's all for now. For updates on this weather, check out Rutherford Weather on YouTube and Facebook, or of course, head on over to our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dermatologist Dr. Brad Bledsoe at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is our Heart for Healing honoree. A listener writes, I was diagnosed with a rare skin disease, and Dr. Bledsoe was recommended. After several treatments, he found one that achieved remission. Dr. Bledsoe continued until a solution was found. He is truly living by his calling of helping others. Dermatologist Brad Bledsoe at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is our Heart for Healing honoree and receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoked these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. It's John, it's Dalton, it's Brian here with us this morning. And, oh, I mentioned, I teased about the baked potato. Do you think a baked potato is healthy for you?
It's better than French fries.
There you go. Wendy's has had a baked potato for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I've ever tried one.
I have not.
But they put broccoli on it, and they'll put cheese on it and stuff for you. But
they put broccoli on the baked potato?
But like, yeah, those little small pieces. I think they crunch it up or something and put them on there, don't they?
Wendy's? Isn't that the sour cream and chives?
Yeah, but they put broccoli. You can get broccoli on it, too.
I think you can get broccoli there.
So that's a little green in it, you know? Mm. Hey, but you don't see fast food. I wonder why more fast food restaurants have not gone to that.
Well, I mean, I would imagine it would be difficult because baked potato, it's not...
It takes a long time to cook.
It takes a long time to cook.
That's why Jim and Nick's never has them at night.
Oh.
Because they bake so many and then that's it.
They have
it.
A quota. Well, you have to do them. You have to bake them, you know, and I'm sure they keep them in a warmer, you know, forever.
But if it's the hot selling thing that day, you know, we've gone twice and everybody wanted a baked potato and they didn't have them.
They're so good. I don't know that I've ever been to Rick's where they run out, though.
I haven't. Nope.
You know? So
Jim and Nick's has not run out recently.
Are they not? Well, that's good.
With me.
I think they were having employee trouble.
There was a time when, because I remember Rick's upped their price of their potato. There was like a potato shortage kind of thing. Something. This was a couple of years ago, back when they were running out. It was COVID time.
Mm.
There was something going on with potatoes and potato farmers or something. But I love a baked potato.
I got one recently from Jim and Nick's, and it made like 2.5 meals.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, those are big.
Yeah.
Now I would rather, from a diet standpoint, I'd rather get a loaded potato with like pork or chicken or something, and just make that my meal.
Yeah.
Then get a side of a baked potato.
Right.
You know, because then you
can
kind of control your
portions.
Usually,
when I make it, that's my choice. Also, people talk about sweet potatoes being healthier for you. If you're on a low carb diet,
uh-huh.
But
I don't know. Should I quit putting butter, three things of butter and cinnamon on top of it?
And they're not that much lower in carbs.
No, they're not. They're not. That's a misconception.
You know? I don't think they taste. They're not a good potato substitute because they don't taste like a potato.
You know what's another kind of misconception, and maybe y'all can help me with this. Like keto bread, or they say whole wheat and white bread.
Uh-huh.
Stay away from white bread. Get whole wheat. The calories are the same.
Right.
And the carbs are about the same. So I'm trying to figure out it's just better for digestion and all that.
I think it's better bread.
This doesn't stay. It's not made with white flour or something like that.
Right.
So that makes sense too. But
And certain calories can be misleading because depending on what food you eat, you can get that same amount of calories, but your body doesn't convert it the same way.
Right.
And I think with white bread, your body converts the white bread to sugar. Like it's just, so your body treats it like sugar.
Yeah. I try to stay away from candy and sweets is what I've been. Ice cream's right. always been my problem. And I keep at home wheat bread.
Breyer's Carb Smart vanilla ice cream might be an answer for you because it's really good and it's lower in calorie.
But I don't really have a problem with wheat bread. I just keep it at the house.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I don't either. And sometimes, but I'll go get a sandwich. I'm not as worried about that. I figure if I'm taking lower, my problem is intake.
Right.
So I figure if the lower the intake, the better it is.
The carb comparison, sweet potato to a red potato, it's only 7 grams of starch where a regular baked potato is 15. So it is about half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of the carbs and such in it.
But nobody's eating a baked sweet potato. You're getting sweet potato fries.
Well, if you put cinnamon and butter on the sweet potatoes, they're really good.
But it doesn't taste like my thing is it doesn't taste like a potato.
No, it's an alternative. I mean, this thing that I was just reading was
talking. A sweet potato will go pretty good with a steak because it kind of has a sweet flavor, kind of goes with that. But
I was just looking up substitutes, and rutabaga was one, turnip was one, cauliflower. True. So
that's my problem with low carb. I don't like any of those foods.
I don't either.
I don't like low carb food.
You can't do alternatives. You just got to cut it out and eat different food.
Right.
If you're doing low carb.
All right. Time for some birthday celebrations.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Going to condense our birthday list a little bit, but we'll start with Rex Harrison in 1908, English actor in My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong list.
March 4th, yeah.
Done that again. Newt, it's a new month. That's the problem. Newt Rockne, 1888. Richard DeVos, 1926. I think he was an Amway guy. Rick Perry, born in 1950, American politician. McKelty Williamson, he was in American actor. He was in Forrest Gump. 1961, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, American boxer, and 1963, Jason Newsted, U.S. heavy metal bassist. Here's some local birthdays: Teresa Ann Moore, Annette Norfleet, Billy Hampton, Mary Ballman, Mark Carter, Logan Hickerson, Patrick Newman, and Kathy Farrell. Happy birthday from WGNS.
Those are the birthdays we have so far. If you know someone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary here on this March 4th, call or text 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue. Banana pudding on the line.
And it's National Pancake Day, so go get yourself a stack.
Awesome. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. A few late afternoon or early evening showers possible in the area as highs approach 70 degrees. South-southeast winds become strong, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. And then tonight, windy with showers and storms likely before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic in the last few minutes coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. As you pass 840 all the way into Antioch, it's loading up a little bit more volume. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Watching it build westbound Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville, Sumner County. As you head westbound Vietnam Vets towards Conference Drive. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Just check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Three times the charm for Tate McRae. Sitting at number one this week on the Billboard 200 with her third album, So Close to What. We saw that killer performance on SNL over the weekend, just in time for her world tour, which kicks off in Mexico next month.
Why did you stop being a vigilante?
The line was crossed.
The wait is over after 7 years. Marvel's Daredevil back in his own show in Daredevil Born Again with Charlie Cox. And this time,
something has happened. Something that changes everything.
Vince D'Onofrio returns as the worst Daredevil enemy of them all, the Kingpin.
It's two men that motivate each other in the most dark ways.
Daredevil Born Again drops on Disney Plus tonight. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I am looking forward to Taco Tuesday coming up next hour because all this talk about baked potatoes made me hungry.
Yep, my tummy's grumbling.
And a baked potato with sour cream from Wendy's and cheese, what?
It's sour cream and chives is 360 calories.
Can't beat it.
Which is only a 50-calorie difference from their medium French fry, which is 410.
Yeah. If you cut down, you know, you watch your French fries, you're okay.
Yeah.
You can get a few. All right, we've got Jody Houston, our good neighbor of the day, for being a really great friend, and he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
And if you text that word, neighbor, to 615-893-1450, you can get your birthdays and anniversaries into us. Alternatively, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Firefighters are going door to door to make sure everyone is counted in the Murfreesboro census. Fill out your mailer or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. Counting 20,000 new residents could mean $3.5 million for the city's roads, parks, and services.
And we'll be back with more Taco Tuesday on The Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tariffs take effect.
You as a consumer will very likely pay more.
U.S. pauses aid to Ukraine.
It potentially will have reverberations for months and years to come.
New health hurdle.
The pontiff had two episodes of acute respiratory failure.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. with the CBS World News Roundup. Vows of retaliation from Canada, Mexico, and China as new U.S. tariffs against those countries have taken effect today. A move that could spark a trade war and will likely be costly for American consumers. CBS's Nancy Cordes says, for Canada and Mexico, it's 25%. For China, 20%.
President Trump is calling today's tariffs a powerful weapon, a weapon that will now be wielded on food, lumber, electronics, cars, anything that comes into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form.
The move could wound American consumers, too, as producers pass along that new 25% tax, driving up the cost of a small car by an estimated $6,200 or an SUV by $9,000. So many car components are built across the border.
We don't know how long they're going to be in effect. There is little doubt that consumers will feel the pain of this.
But President Trump says the tariffs are needed to punish Mexico and Canada for allowing migrants and the deadly drug fentanyl into the U.S.
China says it will impose 10 and 15% levies on U.S. farm imports. In response to the American action, President Trump has put U.S. aid to Ukraine on hold just days after his Oval Office blow-up with the country's president. American money and military hardware have been essential as Ukraine fights a costly war with Russia. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
President Trump has announced the U.S. would pause billions of dollars in military assistance to the Zelensky government.
Well, I just think he should be more appreciative because this country has stuck with them through thick and thin. We've given them much more than Europe.
The revelation has sent shockwaves across the war-battered country as Ukrainian morning shows broke the news.
President Shah, Donald Trump.
Mykhailo Podolyak is a top advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Can Ukraine defeat Russia without the support of the U.S. and President Trump?
What I can say for sure is that Ukraine will still fight. But I will ask you a question. Would the U.S. be okay to stay on the sidelines when we need to stop Russian aggression? And what does Russia want to do? It wants to destroy the world that was built by previous American administrations.
Tonight, President Trump delivers an address to a joint session of Congress. CBS's Tony DeCopel is at the Capitol.
It is going to be a big night, potentially a historic night, in what has already been a fast-moving and consequential presidency in less than 100 days. You got to keep that in mind. We've been told by the Speaker of the House to expect fireworks tonight. So while a typical joint address might be a somewhat boring, somewhat somber list of goals from a new president, you can expect President Trump to instead tout action, accomplishments. And there's been a lot of that. Maybe no president since FDR has attempted so much so quickly.
The Senate has confirmed the Trump pick to head the Department of Education, former wrestling executive Linda McMahon. Trump has vowed to shut the department down and said he wants McMahon to put herself out of a job. An email McMahon has sent to staffers calls this a final mission. Well, this morning, the Vatican says Pope Francis has stabilized enough today after two respiratory crises to be taken off non-invasive mechanical ventilation. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome.
The Vatican reported the pontiff suffered an acute respiratory crisis on two separate occasions during the day, caused by a buildup of mucus. Doctors had to aspirate it from his airways. The Vatican said that, quote, the Holy Father has remained consistently alert, oriented, and cooperative.
The Pope, who is 88, has been hospitalized for nearly 3 weeks. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time. It's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs. So I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that's been brought against an American gunmaker. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Mexican government is suing an American gun manufacturer, Smith & Wesson, for providing guns to cartels in Mexico.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on changes at the FBI.
Assistant Director of the FBI's New York field office, James Dennehy, told his colleagues in a note that he has been asked to submit his retirement and doesn't give an explanation as to why. He gained some notoriety last month after he wrote a letter to colleagues supporting them after the Department of Justice ordered the FBI to create a list of 5,000 FBI agents and employees who are part of the January 6 probe.
The FAA is investigating what appear to be false alarms from collision avoidance systems aboard several airliners approaching Washington Reagan National Airport last weekend. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
All 12 of these planes we identified were regional jets, two different makes of regional jets. So it is a mystery at this point. No evidence of nefarious activity. At least three did go-arounds before safely landing.
At Boston's Logan Airport, a 40-year-old woman who just arrived on a flight from Mexico was stung by a scorpion at baggage claim. She was taken to a hospital. Lighter winds in the Carolinas are helping firefighters battle blazes that caused evacuations and threatened hundreds of homes. Jerry Gallagher was forced out of his home near Myrtle Beach.
I can't give enough credit to the firemen and the police departments and rescue people and forestry and everybody for doing such a fine job.
Weather is a factor in New Orleans.
The Mardi Gras party isn't canceled, but high winds and severe storms have led authorities to abbreviate the parades here in New Orleans today.
Carnival is a very important cultural event for our city. And so if I can accommodate and do it safely, I am going to try.
Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. Meanwhile, huge crowds are still taking part in street parties and bar crawls to celebrate Fat Tuesday. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Dolly Parton says her husband of nearly 60 years has died. Carl Dean was the inspiration for Jolene, all about his crush on a bank teller who paid a lot of attention to him. He was 82 years old. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
Spring is finally here, and so are spring projects. So get them started at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. This weekend, save on products like pressure washers for $69.99, 42-inch roller cabinets for under $500, plus 30% off Hercules corded power tools. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 3/9/25 while supplies last. Limitations apply, so spring in before it's over.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. A few late afternoon or early evening showers possible in the area as highs approach 70 degrees. South-southeast winds become strong, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. And then tonight, windy with showers and storms likely before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still trying to untangle a couple of wrecks we had out here earlier. It's trying to build even more so now on I-40 coming through the Mount Tulian area in from Wilson County. Earlier there was radar out in Wilson and parts of Smith County as it gets heavier now on 24 West up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has that live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check out that menu today online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
If they were looking for intelligent life, I don't think they'd come here.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
No truer words there, Sam. Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Tuesday morning, March 4th. This is episode 1606.
I didn't even know that was one of our opens.
I had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
You kind of roll your eyes when I play it for some reason.
Well, it's only played during your time, so I don't care.
Yeah. Well, you don't like it.
Oh, I don't like it.
He said, don't ever play that one on my hour.
Now he's mocking you in the voice he uses to mock me.
No, this is your voice.
Dalton, I'm 68 years old. I'm on my way out. Nothing he can say could hurt me any worse than
wow.
He's already said.
That's true.
There's things that he's done to me that have been worse than that.
He is rude, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's move along. Daylight saving time, five days this weekend.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Time change. And the times, they are a-changing.
If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times,
they are a-changing.
That's Bob Dylan. That's our song of the day, Time Change Songs.
It makes you wonder how he made so much money. Because you don't ever see him.
I know, but
you don't ever see him on anything. You know,
no, that's true.
He hasn't continued his career that way or anything.
He's not on any coins.
He'll be the guest at somebody's. You know, Eric Clapton will have him on or something. You know, but Eric Clapton's getting up there too now.
But he sings like this because
yes.
He's Bob Dylan on the times there.
But he wrote "Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man," which is his biggest hit of all time, and just so many of those great, but. If you were in the mid-60s, you loved him. I mean, he was great. Everybody loved him. Mm. I have 5 or 6 albums as he is that my brother had. I never heard of the songs before. So,
well, how about a bonus Taco Tuesday?
What?
A little bonus here.
Oh, here we go.
He's going to steal something from you.
No. I've got in my grubby little hands a list of the favorite McDonald's menu item per state.
Ah, that's interesting.
Tennessee. What would you think would be Tennessee's?
McRib.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
I
get a choice.
Probably not a McRib.
I'm going to say McNuggets.
Really? This is very interesting to me. Tennessee, it's the hotcakes.
Ah, yeah. Those old dudes up here in Tennessee, they love going to McDonald's for breakfast and getting some hotcakes.
I should have prefaced by saying it could have been breakfast or lunch.
I should have thought of that.
I wouldn't have thought of hotcakes. I never get them from there, but apparently they're pretty good.
I thought it was Hardee's where the old guys hung out.
Well, the old guys, they just come out of the woodwork in the morning.
Yeah.
You go anywhere for breakfast, you're going to see a bunch of old guys
Well,
there.
They're up at 6.
Yeah, I know. And it's the weekday.
And then they're retired now, so they drive over there and spend about 2 hours talking.
And you're here. You could be up there with all the old guys.
I could be with the old guys, yeah. But no, I'm here.
You're staying young.
So what would be your favorite breakfast item from Mickey D's?
You want me to go? I can't think of the name of it. It's maple.
The McGriddle?
McGriddle, yeah. The sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Yeah.
If I had to, I could eat one of those every day.
I'm going a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
That's a good one, too.
Or those little
A little
burritos.
Healthier, too.
Those little burritos.
Those burritos.
So I have bought myself some of the Jimmy Dean
burritos.
Well, no, not the burritos. I haven't found a frozen burrito that I like very much. But they have, and I haven't seen them out. And so I think they're fairly new, but it's a sausage, egg, and cheese English muffin.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've had those. They're good.
I will take the English muffin off after defrosting it for like 30 seconds, put it in the toaster with a little butter on it, and it tastes very similar to the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Can't hardly beat it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But that McGriddle.
Well, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's good. Did you know that the McGriddle, and this is not to make you sad, but it will probably, is the highest calorie thing on McDonald's menu?
I don't eat them anymore. I'm just saying that.
I know that just. I'm saying that because it blows my mind. I'm not saying that as a knock on it. It's like even it's higher in calories than a Big Mac. How? Oh, yeah.
Big Mac's really not bad. I mean, for a meal, yeah. If you ever use it for a meal.
It just blows my mind that that's the thing that's like you can get a thing of pancakes. And it's better for you than, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, the folks in Mississippi like the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. There was another one, too.
Of course they would.
Wyoming, it's the sausage McGriddle.
Who is?
Without the egg. Wyoming. South Carolina joins Tennessee in hotcakes.
Is this all breakfast?
No. Quarter pounder is pretty popular in the South.
I do like a quarter pounder. I think one of the best fast food cheeseburgers is a quarter pounder.
Without the bad onions. Okay, no, just kidding.
It's got real onions on it.
I know, but you remember they had bad onions?
Yeah. I gave everybody E. coli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer them with the onions.
The French fries are the most popular in New Jersey. The most popular
item. Do they still have
item.
The best fries?
I think they do.
They're good.
If you get them the right time.
Yeah. And they're very rarely is at the right time.
I know, anymore.
Their hash brown is really pretty good, too. And I don't get it very often, but if you take your hash brown and put it on like your Egg McMuffin or whatever, it's pretty good. You don't like that idea.
No.
It's pretty good. No. It gives it a little crunch. Hardee's has really good French fries. I know they're not known for it, but I would put, they're really good.
They're underrated, but their French fries, they are good.
Yeah. And they're good
like,
cold.
Do you like Wendy's fries?
They're okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the potato skin. Peel it off.
They have apparently not, Chick-fil-A has run into a little bit of controversy.
About their fries?
Yeah. They've changed their fries a little bit, and people don't really like them as much.
It's one of those things. I had them. They taste the same.
Do they?
People just heard that they changed it and went into an uproar.
It's kind of publicity, too, I think. Yeah, and they go, they're back.
They changed, the kind of oil they used to fry them. That was it. That was the change.
And everybody was like,
okay.
The most interesting on here, I think, well, two of them. Rhode Island, the McFlurry with Oreo cookies is the most popular one. And then the Happy Meal in Hawaii is most popular. So
probably the only thing they can afford in Hawaii.
Maybe so. All right, more Taco Tuesday after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 51 points at Oklahoma City. The Thunder won again, beat Houston 137-128. OKC with a record of 50-11. Detroit has won 10 of its last 11 games after an easy win at Utah. Sacramento dominated Dallas as Kyrie Irving and the Mavs left early with what's called a sprained knee. Atlanta won at Memphis on a fast break layup at the buzzer, 132-130. Victories for Portland, Miami, and Golden State, which won at Charlotte 119-101. The Hornets have lost 7 in a row. In men's college basketball, it's the final week of the regular season. Number 2 Duke pounded Wake Forest 93-60. Duke is 18-1 in the ACC. Kansas in its conference just 10-9. Jayhawks lost at number 3 ranked Houston 65-59. UCLA a winner at Northwestern, final of 73-69.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances?
Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
All right, guys.
If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes.
Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online.
lowtcenter.com.
Low T Center. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, it's the Wake Up Crew on WGNS on a Tuesday. We've already had a little Taco Tuesday talk, but that was just bonus.
It's Taco Tuesday
here and there and everywhere. We'll have the snack food report in the 735 segment this morning.
Burger King's got a new Whopper.
Oh, do they?
They let the people decide a new Whopper. And they gave cash prize. I think it's like $1 million. It was weird. Come up with, the winner was the, let's see. I had the name down, but the Maple Bourbon Barbecue Sauce Topped Burger Whopper.
Ah.
So, there you go. Just do that out
barbecue
there.
Barbecue Whoppers. That's pretty cool. It's a good idea.
They put...
Does Sonic have a new burger, though, that's got that sauce like McDonald's or...
Something.
Some Temptation burger
or
something.
They're Smash
like
Burgers, aren't
smash
they?
Smash Burger,
well, they've
yeah.
got the Smash Burgers,
are they
yeah.
any good?
I haven't been able to have one. Every time I've gone, they've been out, so...
Well, they're like 900 calories, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't find anything except a corn dog.
Yeah.
That's under 400 calories.
They're pretty decent. They're coming out with the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper as well.
I just wish A1 I liked sauce. Burger King.
I like Burger King
a lot.
I
don't understand why you don't like their burgers.
I just don't like their burgers.
Because they got that flame-grilled kind of flavor.
Yeah, but it's not... It's like... It's the imitation smoke. Maybe that's why I don't like it, because I don't like the flavor of that.
I think it's because you know it is, and then you rebel against it because you're a traditionalist and a purist.
It could be, but
you're a purist griller.
I don't like using it. Like, I don't like putting the liquid smoke in stuff that I cook. I just don't like the way it tastes. It's got an aftertaste to me. I just don't like their burgers.
Mm. Wow, can you believe that? He doesn't like them at all?
Well, Burger King, nobody likes.
That's not true.
Search up Burger King on Instagram and see how many people are talking positive.
Let's look up the top five burgers in fast food. Look that up and see.
Yeah, well, let's do it right now.
So the Steakhouse Bacon Burger, A1 sauce, crispy onions, bacon, Swiss cheese, peppercorn aioli, lettuce, and tomato. Sounds like a pretty good burger to me.
I have a complaint while we're on the subject, while he's looking that up.
I've got it.
Have you ever noticed why waitresses never give you sweet and low if you ask for it? Or if you say water with lemon, they usually 3 out of 4 times they'll forget the lemon.
Why is that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, I don't either.
And you order a steak and they go, what do you want on it? And you say A1, they forget to bring it.
Yeah, mine's Heinz 57,
yeah.
And it never gets there.
I like Heinz 57 better than A1.
I don't really like A1 that much myself.
No, I don't like the flavor.
These are the top five burgers according to tasteofhome.com.
Oh, really? Maybe we need to look up another list besides the one you've looked
three.
Up.
I've looked up three. Number one is Culver's, according to this list. Number two is Sonic. Number three is A&W. Number four is Wendy's. And number five is Hardee's
on their top five list.
Hardee's Burgers?
That's what they said. I don't love Hardee's Burgers either.
I don't either.
It's the same. They taste the same, though.
I'll eat a cookout burger before I'll eat
them. I do love a cookout burger.
Now, they do. They taste a little grilled. I mean, you know.
Which one? Cookout?
Cookout, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the right way.
Well, it doesn't taste. It's not the the fake liquid smoke or whatever. But that's what Hardee's tastes that way to me, too.
Oh, imitation line?
Yeah.
You didn't mention Burger King, but it was 8 on that list.
Yeah, because we asked for the top 5.
Yeah, because you just wanted to exclude Burger King.
I didn't go through any of the bottom.
Dairy Queen was number 6. Maybe this is a different one.
Dairy Queen's got a pretty good burger.
I don't like Dairy Queen burgers. I think they're okay.
I like a Culver's Butter Burger. I slept on them for a long time. A Culver's Butter Burger.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are good.
See, to me, Sonic is too high on that list.
Yeah, they are. They are. And
their regular the Smash Burgers are better than the regular burgers to me.
Yeah, Sonic's got good. I mean, Culver's got good crunchy fries too.
Yeah, they do. They do. Steak and Shake is still, I think, my favorite fast food hamburger.
Yeah, they're pretty hard to beat.
Pretty
but
good.
They're not on that list, are they?
No.
The best.
What about Five Guys?
Could have been a regional thing. I don't count Five Guys as a fast food restaurant.
Oh, you don't?
No, I mean, no drive through.
Here are
count.
The top 10 burgers in Murfreesboro.
Mm.
Red Robin, number 10.
I like Red Robin.
All American Cafe on Old Fort, number 9. Cookout, number 8. Mm. Number 7, Your Burger, which I don't even know if Your Burger's still around.
Now, Your Burger's been gone for years.
Number 6, Jefferson's. Number 5, Fat Moe's, which is not here anymore either. You can go to Smyrna. Number 4, Buster's. Number 3, Smash Burger.
Also closed.
Yep. Burger Bar, number 2.
I don't know if that's still open or not.
I don't either. And number 1 was Jack Brown's.
I would agree with Jack Brown's at number 1.
I'm going to have to go there. One of you guys are going to have to take me.
Yep. Jack Brown's is pretty good stuff. There are, of course, the egg controversy continues. Places are raising their prices. But McDonald's says that despite that, they're going to keep their eggs at their menu items with eggs at the same price.
Yeah, because their eggs are made of powder. Of course, we're not going to raise the prices of our eggs.
I don't like to take a McDonald's egg and eat it plain. I'll put it that way.
No.
Well, but I mean, they do use real eggs.
Yeah, on the yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But you cut down that other egg, and it's just like you can see the crystallization in it. That's funny to me.
He's Dalton Downer.
Yeah, really. All right. It's 728.
Is your faith built on truth or ancient deception? The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, exposes the link between Babylon, Rome, and today's churches. Get your copy of The Influence of Babylon now on Amazon.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
My son brought me out here. He checked it out and he really liked it.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
So I came out here. I really enjoy the people that live here. They are great. And also the help, because the help is wonderful.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
They are right there to help you anytime you want it.
Got a hankering for a meal that feels just like food Grandma made? For 20 years, Jeff's family-friendly restaurant has been dishing out homemade favorites.
I had the pork chop, and it was very, very good.
Oh, this is great food. Well-pleased with well-cooked, give you an ample amount.
Jeff's is open 11 to 6 daily, except Tuesdays and 11 to 5 Sundays. Located at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. Once you try it, you'll be back for more.
I think it's the best food in town.
Jeff's family-friendly restaurant on Hancock Street.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 here on this March the 4th.
Yeah, we have. Oh, I guess we do birthdays, don't we? Teresa Ann Moore, Anna Annette Norfleet, Billy Hampton, Mary Ballman, Mark Carter, Logan Harrison, Patrick Newman, a good friend of mine, by the way, Kathy Farrell.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us. The phone number is 615-893-1450. You can also head to our website, wgnsradio.com/birthdays, to get them in there, because we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
All right, traffic and weather together. Then at 7:35, we're going to have more Taco Tuesday and your snack food report.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory goes in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny for today. A few late afternoon or early evening showers possible in the area as highs approach 70 degrees. South-southeast winds become strong, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 45 miles per hour. And then tonight, windy with showers and storms likely before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. Traffic volume increasing quite a bit in the last few minutes. 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's finally picking up over here on 24 westbound. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. It's also building I-40 in the now Juliet area. That's only going to get busier the next few minutes westbound on I-40. Again, as you come through Mount Juliet, headed into Hermitage. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check out that menu today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Domestic violence advocates in Middle Tennessee are raising alarms over a potential 40% reduction in federal funding, which could severely impact critical victim services. The Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center in Murfreesboro, which supports 3,600 survivors annually, is among those affected. With Rutherford County already experiencing high domestic violence rates, the loss of funding could lead to fewer emergency shelter beds, extended wait times for counseling, and reduced staff for essential services such as rape exams and emergency protection filings. The center is joining other victim service organizations statewide in urging Governor Bill Lee for $25 million in recurring state funding to offset the losses. Without this support, the Murfreesboro facility alone could face $350,000 in shortfall, forcing cuts to the staff, many of whom are survivors themselves. Advocates stress the importance of immediate aid, as victims often require urgent shelter and support when they seek help. Meanwhile, law enforcement in Lebanon, Tennessee, recently apprehended a man who allegedly brandished a firearm at multiple citizens and was later found in possession of methamphetamine. Officers responded to reports at the Sports World property and later located the suspect in the parking lot of Don Fox Park. Upon searching him, authorities discovered drug paraphernalia and a substance believed to be meth. The suspect, an undocumented immigrant, was charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault and drug-related offenses. His female companion, a 37-year-old from Laverne, was also arrested after police confirmed that she had multiple outstanding warrants, including a failure to appear in Rutherford County Court. Authorities praised the swift police response in securing the area and emphasized their commitment to public safety. Residents are encouraged to remain vigilant and to report suspicious behavior to help prevent similar incidents. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications.
Yep,
you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, our time is 7:35 here from the Wake Up Crew on the Big G, WGNS. Taco Tuesday continues. John brought this up, I think it was yesterday, about the Arby's potato cakes. But I went to Arby's the other day and I saw the sign for the potato cakes. They're back and it says they're not going anywhere.
Ah.
So they used to have, you could either get curly fries or potato cakes.
Ah.
And then they added the crinkle fries to their menu, and they kept the crinkle fries, but they took the potato cakes off.
I'm a little distracted. John is just, he's stood up and he's walked to the window. I'm wondering if he's got sundowners, possibly. he's staring longingly, like he's trying to escape. I'm sorry.
So, potato cakes back forever.
I've never had the potato cakes from Arby's. So
you've had them in school.
They're good.
Those little potato triangles.
Oh, like hash browns.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they are.
Got it.
But they, I don't know.
I bet they're pretty good.
They are. They're really good.
They're creamier.
Creamier.
He's working his way back. But they probably put some kind of binder in them to get them to stick together. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, they're the triangles like you get in a school lunch or whatnot.
Did you ever have potato cakes? Your mama ever make them? Okay.
Yeah, right.
My mother used to make them. They were great.
Did probably your mother ever make them? Probably in the oven. Yeah, no.
Yeah, they were good.
I've made something similar. Just get some hash browns and put.
Oh, no, you're talking like if you've had.
It's like mashed potatoes. You took the mashed potatoes and made potato cakes out of them.
Yeah, fried.
Yeah.
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 We used to do that.
You fried the mashed potato leftovers. Yeah.
So I can remember my mom, like on Sunday afternoons, she would roll out. She would make enough biscuits and have 5 pans or maybe 7 pans of biscuits. And would roll them out and do all of that and put them in the freezer. And then when it's dinner time or breakfast, she'd just get them out and cook them. I was a wee little lad, but I can remember her making all of those.
My mother-in-law did that all the time. They had biscuits 3 times a day.
Yeah,
they had a cooked meal. He'd come home for lunch. And my father-in-law would come home for lunch, had biscuits, pinto beans, cornbread, and a meat. Always had to have a meat 3 times a day.
Why were people so much thinner back in the day if they were eating like that?
Because they ate 3 meals a day and there wasn't all these Doritos and all that stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Plus, they were doing physical labor a lot of times.
Yeah, so, that's true, too. Yeah.
And there weren't any 7-Elevens. I mean, there weren't any. I mean,
just to go and get some snacks.
Because I worked at the first one in Murfreesboro and it was packed all the time because nobody else had one like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, it's time for some snacky foods.
Now, it's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew.
Now I'm going to go meander.
Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Kicking it off with some cereal news. French Toast Crunch with a syrup flavor is back. You can pick that up. Sun Chips has a new honey barbecue flavored Sun Chip that you can pick up in some stores. Pepsi Cola new cream soda is out in both a regular and zero sugar. Now, I don't know if that's like... I think it is a cream soda. Like, I don't think it's Pepsi and cream soda. I think it's just a cream soda that you can pick up there. 7-Up has a new zero sugar pink lemonade that's supposed to be releasing in June. Goldfish has vanilla cupcake and cinnamon roll graham cookies that you can get now. In the frozen section, some Reese's frozen fruits. So they have banana slices and strawberry slices. So these are strawberries
dipped in peanut butter and chocolate frozen. You can get that in the frozen section. Let's see. Starburst has conversation hearts this year. So they're the little hearts, but they're Starburst flavors.
Oh, that
sounds cherry
good.
And
that's
strawberry.
That's an upgrade.
Mm. Yes, probably pretty good. Cinnacrunch Pebbles and Cinnamon Pebbles are both back in store shelves. So that's more cereal there. Lay's has a new honey butter flavored potato chip that you can pick up as well. And several new ice cream flavors from Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes ice cream, Pop's ice cream, Honey Smacks ice cream, Fruit Loops ice cream, Rice Krispie Treats, Apple Jacks, all of those available in little pints that you can pick up. Jolly Ranchers also has a new Chewy Popper that you can grab. And if you're a fan of the White Castle chicken rings, you can pick those up in the frozen food section now as well. Doritos also has a new seasoning thing, like a little can of seasoning in both nacho cheese and Cool Ranch. And last on our list, Cheetos ketchup flavor hitting shelves soon.
All right, 7:40. Back to wrap it up in a second.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Middle Point Landfills, Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's about, 18 minutes before the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Swap and Shop straight ahead, Action Line, Roundtable, all continuing here this morning. Rutherford Issues in 10 o'clock hour, so hang in with us for that. And WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage by downloading the MyMTE app. It's free and available on iOS and Android. You can get it in the App Store and manage your account and enhance your energy habits. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Jody Houston is today's good neighbor of the day for being a really great friend who will lift you up if you're feeling down. Jody Houston today is the recipient of the bouquet of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congrats to Jody, our good neighbor of the day. Send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. We'll get you there. You can also find it on our homepage in the sections. So be sure to check it out. Send in your good neighbors and help us highlight somebody special.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Yeah, guys, I've been working on my dad bod, so I did about 500 crunches today.
Really?
Yeah, a bag of Doritos, but still.
Replay.
The dad bod got, when he said I've been working on my dad bod, that's what made that funny. Because if you know Brian, if you see him, you know. kind of know that's a joke.
I'm loving.
That was funny.
That's
a joke, John.
So,
yes,
Melissa Miller here at the station wanted to make sure that we are aware that the peanut butter Chex cereal is great.
Peanut butter Chex cereal. Okay.
Good. Thank you, Melissa, for that. Yeah.
She said it was really good. She was eating it as a like a snack, not lining milk. She give you a little crunchy.
And Chex doesn't really have a flavor, so I'm glad they've got a flavor to
put
it.
Put something on it.
Yeah. And Playa Bowls is now open. They have, what is it,
Acai.
They have acai bowls, smoothies, and juices at Playa Bowls in South Borough.
Tell you what, you got to go to Smoothie King and get one of those bad boys. They fill you up, but they're like $12.
Yeah.
So you know where the Chipotle and the Cava are on South Church? I think it's on South Church. It's in that same little place.
Yeah. What is Cava again? Is that a little coffee
like a burrito bowl?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
kind of thing.
What did we learn?
Yeah. What did we learn?
You know what? This is gonna because I follow these kind of things.
Uh huh.
This is the first day that the entire Taco Tuesday we talked about food.
That's true.
The whole, we did it every segment
from,
we talked
from
about
from morning
it.
To morning.
Yeah. That doesn't happen often, but that's we did. True. Yeah. And I'm rather proud of that.
Yeah.
That we stuck to our, you know, main focus.
It almost is like it was lazy of us.
It is, but it really wasn't.
No, it was we were on theme, but it was because we're lazy.
No, no. I looked some of that stuff up. Yeah. Some of it.
Some of it was just we started talking about French fries.
Well, we labeled the hamburgers, you know.
That's true.
And then we went to ones in Murfreesboro, and
we talked about the.
I think Five Guys really needs to be on, not fast food.
I like
but
Five Guys. Five Guys is just so expensive.
Yes, and you better be hungry.
Oh yeah, you get a lot.
And their fries are good.
But you got to take out a lien on your house just to eat there.
Oh wow, now, don't be that way.
It's like $13 for just a burger.
People sleep on Red Robin, too, I think.
Yeah.
I like Red Robin.
Red Robin's pretty good,
burgers. They're right across the street from each other here, so they kind of do battle.
And cheaper. Red Robin's cheaper.
Yeah.
Boy, you...
It makes me mad. There's no reason for a Five Guys burger to be as expensive as it is.
Okay, I had them down for advertising, but I guess I'll